And hello, people of the internet. How's it going today? How you doing? I'm Billy Bones, and this is A Walk Through the Mind, a moment where we can sit down, hang out, chit-chat, discuss a handful of ideas that have been bouncing around inside my head, and see if we can't take those ideas for ourselves and go out and get the conversation started with friends, family, the people we meet on the street, or maybe we just get those gears turning within our own head and see where it takes us. So when you come home in the evening, what do you do? What's the first thing you do? I guess you come through the garage. You'd be like me years, a couple different houses ago, actually. Had the kegerator sitting out on the front porch, pour the beer, and then you walk inside the front door. Or you go through the garage fridge and rummage through and get your evening soda there or whatnot. Maybe you're healthier. You wait until you get inside and you get yourself a glass of water. But that transition from coming from the outside to the inside, are you civilized folk and take your shoes off? Are you the uncivilized folk and don't take your shoes off? I've been a part of both scenarios. In the previous house that I lived in, the carpets needed to be changed when I acquired the house, but I wasn't worried about it. I knew I was getting a dog, and I knew when I got home, I was too tired normally to take my boots off at the door, meander through the house into the living room, kick my shoes off there, and then eventually walk them back by the main door. And also come summertime, I knew people would be walking through. Well, didn't know when I acquired the house, but people were walking through from floating the river, all filthy-like with their feet, even if we washed them off. But I did know I was getting a dog, so I really wasn't that worried about the carpet. Dogs are going to track muddy paws in eventually, so it was what it was. Didn't care too much about the carpet and keeping it clean. Easier on my boots. Much nicer to sit in a nice comfortable chair instead of on the stoop of a step to take your boots off. Unless they were muddy. Unless they were absolutely filthy, then I would take them off. I'd do my best not to trudge mud through the house. Some civilized aspects there. But now down here in Tennessee, the flooring options are generally different. And mostly because it's warm here. People don't want to be walking around in carpet when it's 110 degrees outside. And I can't really blame them. It definitely does get warm. And then just soaking in that heat causes a problem. Or not being able to disperse the heat. But on the flip side of that equation, funny enough, with these pergo floors, probably not even real pergo. That's a brand name. They're not linoleum, but the snap together make it look like hardwood floors. And these puppies get cold when it gets cold outside. Just the other day, it was 18 degrees when I woke up in the morning. Ooh-wee, that was chilly. So what do? I throw my slippers on. I guess that's another option for people. When they get home, you kick your shoes off and you throw your slippers right on. Now, I guess I wear my slippers pretty frequently now that it's gotten just a little bit chillier out. I've got socks on, but I don't have enough throw rugs around the house to keep me from losing traction. So I've got my fancy shoes on, my fancy slippers with their rubber soles on. And so that way, if I want to mosey out into the driveway, I can wear them, not worry about getting my socks all wet. These are indoor shoes. They're not supposed to go outside, but I'm still lazy enough. There's a blessing and a curse, I guess, to these hardwood floors as well, that they're a little bit easier to see when they're filthy dirty. It just means you have to clean them more often. Oh, first world problems. But about a month ago, I came home and decided to jump right into cooking. Worst part about cooking for me is every meal takes an hour to cook. I've got a microwave meal sitting in the oven right now. It takes an hour to cook. So, record this podcast with my slippers on. But a month ago, coming home, cooking food, jumping right into cooking food. And I didn't even think to take my work boots off. It's kind of funny. Usually my feet are so tired. My legs are so tired from working, standing around on concrete. I used to walk miles upon miles upon miles a day. Now I might walk a mile at work. Should get myself a Tamagotchi, old-fashioned pedometer. see how many steps I take a day. But I'm standing there in my boots, and I'm feeling comfortable. I didn't want to take them off like I normally do. And I guess that's partly because I like the ankle support that the boots give me. There's a little bit of back support from all the rough and tumble life that I've done. Not that I'm lifting heavy pots and pans, but just that level of comfort. And it reminded me of a radio host from back out in Seattle that talked about having his going out sneakers. A fashionable individual had quite the collection of sneakers. Sneakers were his jam. I like boots, again, for the ankle support, but this individual likes sneakers. He had all these different sneakers to match all his different outfits, but he had one set of sneakers specifically for indoors. And it sounded so weird when he was talking about it right off the bat. But he made his argument, and I'm not going to be able to reiterate or dig it out on what his argument was. No idea what day it was or even if that audio is still available online. But a fashionable pair of house slippers. And then to combo it, as I recreate the argument, at least in my mind, of some sort of arch support. Now, I enjoy walking around barefoot. I enjoy walking around in my socks every now and again when it's not freezing cold. I don't walk around outside in bare feet enough anymore. Did that a lot out in Washington. But living in an apartment, you got your outdoor sneakers and you got your indoor sneakers. So your feet never really get a rest. You always got to wear socks. I guess you don't have to. I don't like bare feet and shoes. It just doesn't feel right. But there might be an argument to be made. The Japanese always take their outdoor shoes off when they're walking around indoors. You take your shoes off and you turn them around and you face them towards the door. They've got elevated entryways, little stoops so you can take your shoes off. You're mostly walking around in your socks. Don't have holy socks like I do. Got my toes sticking through them. Be presentable. But no shoes in Japanese homes. But they do offer house slippers. People might be wearing Uggs. I guess that's an American style thing. But again, they do have indoor slippers. It's not out of the question. But they're slippers. Slip on, slip off. And then there's a separate set of slippers at the bathroom. So when you come into the house, you take your shoes off and you put your indoor slippers on. And then you slipper your way all the way over to the bathroom and you switch your indoor slippers to your bathroom slippers. And you go to the bathroom, you come back out and you switch back out. Ingenious, I tell you. Don't have to worry about tracking bathroom germs all over the house. Think they got something right. But all this talk about sneakers and the thought of arch supports, I kind of flashed back, funny enough, to the Reebok pumps that came out when I was a kid. Silly shoe. Got a basketball air pump on the tongue of the shoe that was supposed to pump up and make it so you can jump higher or something like that. That's how the advertisers were kind of talking about it. Some basketball player pumped up his shoes right before a game in 91 and did a slam dunk to win the game. And that was the marketing campaign of the year. And Reebok pumps are actually still in production. There's a YouTube video in the link of a guy who goes through and tears them apart, looks at them, hoping for a little bit more, but seems to make a proof and point that technology is at least something within the shoe. And the little air pump, the little bladder, again, is all within the tongue of the shoe and kind of extends down the sides of your foot. So as long as you've laced your shoes properly, you use the air pump, it presses your foot backwards into the heel of the shoe, giving it a little bit more support, which is actually where the benefit of the boots comes in. If you don't lace up your boots properly, your foot shakes around in there. You have to plant your heel all the way to the back of the boot and then tighten them down. And that's where you get your, again, your support. You could have boots like army individuals, or I think of like the Roman army boots or sandals, where they lace all the way up to the right below the knee, giving a full amount of structure to the leg. So that way everything balances out. Because our feet and legs, they do a lot of work, hold a lot of things. And when you're marching 30 million miles a day, and then you still have to set up camp when you're done, get a little bit of relief on things. But they didn't have arch supports back in the Roman days. Everybody had flat sandals. You know, my slippers are based off of a moccasin design, at least on the top half. Again, the rigid, flat, rubbery soles on the bottom kind of negate what a actual moccasin would be. And so I wonder how many people had flat feet back in the day. Hear a lot about that with people pounding the pavement, walking around, always standing around. And you start looking at some of the pictures about people who have flat feet and what it does to the direction of the ankles is kind of scary. Just in how the foot's designed and how it lays out, you need that arch. An arch is there to keep your legs and your back straight and all that. Instead of leaning on the inside of your foot, you're supposed to lean on the outside of your foot, just ever so slightly. And so I can tell you, on another term of support and investment, that orthotics do one heck of a job. Now, I'm not talking about your bake them in the oven, Dr. Scholl's. There's a time and a place for those. Those work really well in my driving shoes. I've got some slip-on driving shoes. No laces. They just slide on and off. Can't run in them. You can walk around in them, but really they're only good for walking to the edge of the street to get the mail and driving. Do some grocery shopping in them, but you're not fashionable, that's for sure. But that's where I would put your bake them in the oven orthotics. And I know not everybody's made of money, but I'll tell you, don't tell your orthotic person, your podiatrist, the people that deal with the feet, don't tell them that orthotics are really worth the money, but they are. Luckily, at my last job, I had insurance that helped me pay for the orthotics that I have in my work boots. But at the same time, I'd be tempted to pay full price for a replacement pair. Because the difference that they make from just the bake them in the oven style is incredible. My back wouldn't hurt. My legs wouldn't hurt as much. Again, those are the boots that I was wearing the other day cooking breakfast or dinner. Where everything was comfortable and supported. I've got other sneakers that I wear out. My dress sneakers. I will transfer my orthotics into them because the lack of an insole that came with those, it came with an insole, just a flat piece of, I don't even know if it was leather, but walked around in there for a couple days before I realized I could switch my orthotics, which is kind of silly. But switching the orthotics from those flat bits to something that supports my arch night and day. Now I'm still not looking to walk miles in those snazzy sneakers, but I can now stand in them and enjoy them a lot more. And for the duration that I wear those sneakers, I guess I could get away with some of the bake them in the oven style or generic blow mold gel type orthotics that they sell for, I don't know, $10, $15, $20 at the market and get by. Now, I guess if we're not standing on our feet all day, for one of those people that gets to sit back and relax in the chair and bang away at the keyboard, coding all the important things for the future of human society. Maybe you don't necessarily need orthotics. I'd still point you towards them. Or maybe some good orthotics for your house slippers. Now, I don't have money to go out and buy fancy, snazzy sneakers. Because in all honesty, if I'm going to wear house slippers, have a pair specifically for the house, be more tempted to buy a pair of boots than I would a pair of sneakers. Because at that point, I would want orthotics. And those sneakers just got even more expensive. Or maybe I get some high tops. Get those pumps. Get something to press my ankle back into my foot. But then again, my feet don't get a break from the socks. They don't get a chance to breathe. And then I have to pump up my shoes after I lace them. This is sounding like way too much work. Maybe for some house slippers. Get myself some LA gear with the red flashy lights every time I walk. But they're going to have Velcro. I'm not tying my shoes. I'm not untying my shoes to retie my shoes. Because even Mr. Rogers had inside sneakers. He would walk into his house, take off his penny loafers, the slip-on shoes, and then lace up some sneakers. How's about that? But what are your thoughts on all this? You going to switch out your moccasin-style shoes? So that way you can get yourself some Air Jordans, some Reebok pumps, some LA gear, maybe some fancy hiking boots, just to hang out in the kitchen, kick your feet up on the ottoman. You can't yell at me. These are my indoor shoes. And I've been Billy Bones. B-I-L-L-Y-B-O-N, the number 3-S. You find me on Twitter, at Billy Bones. You find me on Mastodon, the Fediverse, at Billy Bones, at NoAgendaSocial.com. Go to either one of those places and boost the tweet, retweet the tweet. When I send out a link to the show that it's live, or maybe you have a question or a comment about the show. Like Ice Cube Soup just messaged the other day that he was happy about the ASMR that was going on in last week's episode. Got a lot of good reviews on that one. I'm glad something different was fun to listen to. Thank you all for listening to that one. But I've got a website as well, billybones.com. You go there, there's show notes, a handful of show notes today. There's links for past episodes. There's links for the SoundCloud. There's a link that says Value for Value, because this podcast is released under a Value for Value purpose. I release this hoping that you find value out of this podcast, be it the single episode or the entire catalog. And if you did find value, the first thing that I ask that you do is you give this show a share. Maybe someone else gets a talking point, gets the gears turning, finds a reason to wear shoes in the house. Or maybe not at all. Doubles down on keeping the shoes out of the house. But if you found more than just a simple amount of sharing the show value, and you think I've earned some shekels, a handful of dollars, you're more than welcome to go to tabletopwoodworks.com. That's also on the Billy Bones website if you want to find a link, easier link to that. But tabletopwoodworks.com for all of my small woodworking projects. And if you want to support the show directly, again, go to billybones.com. You scroll all the way down. You click that Value for Value button. It'll take you to PayPal. You chip in. You donate. You support the show in the number that you feel is appropriate. Like our slew of executive producers have done. Sir Sean of the Allegheny Valley actually came in for last week's show, but I was AFK for that one. Coming in with his monthly $15 donation. Thank you, sir. Lady Get Over It coming in with her $10 donation. Thank you very much. And we have a new executive producer, Dame Slamy, sending in $10 as well, saying thanks for the most relaxing podcast in the universe. You're very welcome. Thank you for listening. I also accept Satoshis, teeny tiny bits of Bitcoin. If you're using a new podcast app, here's another way to support the show. No one's donated in that number, any of those way, in that way today, that's okay. Because I love you guys. Thank you for listening. And I will talk to you next week.